AM 1470 WNN is now the Health and Wealth Network, featuring more of the information you're looking for. Join us for the best health programs every day. Then, in late afternoons and evenings, tune in for more information for your financial success. Only on AM 1470 WNN, South Florida's all-new Health and Wealth Network.
Everyone knows that men and women experience life differently, and women dealing with addiction need highly specialized care. Destination Hope has a program that specializes in the needs of women addicted to drugs and alcohol, featuring residential or intensive outpatient programs, plus care for eating disorders, dual diagnosis, and trauma programs. At Destination Hope, you'll experience individualized treatment derived from a constant reevaluation as you grow. Backed by a highly attentive team approach to your treatment, you'll take a leading role in your own recovery and rebuilding your life. Plus, Destination Hope is JCO certified for the highest quality of care in substance abuse treatment and service. If you're a woman dealing with addiction, it's time to renew your hope. Destination Hope, your lifeline to recovery, conveniently located in Fort Lauderdale. Most insurance plans accepted. Call toll-free 877-824-0001. That's 877-824-0001. Online at destinationhope.net.
The First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach has been part of the 12-step community for 14 years, and they've helped thousands of people to recover from addiction and the issues surrounding addiction. First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach is a sober living community built on the 12-step approach. Male or female, you can learn to be responsible again. Their 3 to 6 month intensive sober living house features a compassionate and structured program, and they work with attorneys and the courts. Call the First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach today, 954-942-7414. That's 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com. Remember, if the elevator to your success is broken, you must take the steps. Take the first step today by calling First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach, 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com. The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. This is the Rockers in Recovery radio show, dedicated to news, interviews, events, and festivals taking place in the rock and roll industry and in the world of bands and musicians who support recovery. Find out more by going to HolisticLifestylesRadio.com or join Rockers in Recovery on Facebook. Now, the host of Rockers in Recovery, here's John Holler.
Show tonight. Of course, you heard Woody Geachman from the Del Fuegos hanging out with RT and Kenny P. We were having a blast. Everybody was having fun. We were talking about the upcoming event up there in Supergroup 2010. It's going to be taking place, of course, up in Boston. And, of course, it's going to be October the 2nd. It's a Saturday, Showcase Live. And, of course, you can check out more by going to brownpapertickets.com. Check that out. Got great stuff up there. It's going to be a great show. You have, of course, Lynn Hoffman of A&E. She's going to be the host. And then, of course, we're looking forward to hearing Leslie West of Mountain and Rick Derringer. It's going to be a great show. But we got another event coming up. It's going to be happening November 4th through the 7th. It's going to be taking place down in Florida Keys. And if you're listening anywhere in the United States or anywhere in Canada right now and you don't make it to the Keys in November, you're crazy. Let me tell you something. It's going to be off the chain. We have a lineup down there that's going to be just truly remarkable. It's 4 days of fun in the sun. And, of course, it's at Sugarloaf Key in the Florida Keys, and it's the 12-Step Music Fest. I want you to go to 12stepmusicfest.com, check out more information. It's a campout. It's a 4-day campout. Now, of course, I'll be camping out right down the street at a condo, But nonetheless, I will be there, camping out at the condo. I mean, I don't think I'll be camping out in the tent, but I will definitely be in the condo. That's almost like camping out.
Yeah, like, really?
Yeah, almost. Almost. Now, I got to tell you, I'm looking forward to a couple of people that are going to be there, because there's four people that are really, really interesting to me. First of all, I can't wait to see Dawn Wilder, because Dawn puts this on every year, and she's just a great lady. And, of course, Dawn makes it possible for people to, you know, to have the third annual 12-Step Music Fest take place. But also, we have a gentleman that's going to be emceeing it, and he's a comedian, and his name is Mark Lundholm. And we're going to get Mark on the line right now, because Mark is going to be emceeing this event. And Mark, I can't wait to meet you and to hear you emcee this 4 days of madness, fun in the sun at the 12-Step Music Fest. What do you think, Mark?
It is a phenomenal event, and this year we've ramped it up a lot. The intensity's better. The marketing and the promo is off the hook as far as where it's going, and who knows about it already. Usually it takes an event about 5 years to gain steam, you know, to gather that and move it into a place where everybody knows about it and everybody can do stuff, you know, and then make time for it.
Mm.
This has only taken 3 years, and this is the third year, and it's phenomenal already. We're going to have a ball, man. The music is good. The venue's great. It's private. It's intimate. It's really cool. I'm looking forward to it.
Well, I'm looking forward to what we did last year. You know, we did a live broadcast from it last year, but one of the things that I appreciated, because I was on the air for like only a part of that time period, the rest of the time I kind of hung out, and I met a lot of great people. But most importantly, it was like hanging out and feeling, you know, just that spirit of fun and happiness that was in everybody that was around us. It was so cool, man. My wife enjoyed it. I enjoyed it. And we're trying to see if we can work with my son coming this year, because, you know, he wants to be involved with it too. But, you know, the bottom line is that whenever you can get anybody together and we can all have a good, clean, fun, and we're not a glum lot. I mean, we're here to be able to have a lifestyle that we don't use anymore, and we treat people the way we want to be treated, but at the same time, we also want to have fun while we're doing it. And this is a great opportunity to show newcomers that that's going to take place.
Well, the title 12-Step Music Fest is a little misleading, only because it sounds a little secular,
mm-hmm.
and a very specific. Mm-hmm. It's not. It's music all day, mm-hmm. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, most of Sunday, and it's the music is the draw. The environment is the draw. The fact that there's no booze there, or people are, you know, quote unquote sober, or, you know, they've cleaned up their act, or they're in some form of recovery, that doesn't mean that you have to be to go there. If you're a music lover, if you like comedy, I'm going to do a comedy set on Saturday night, brand new show, an hour plus of stuff you'll never hear at a club. And it's a fun, fun event. But I do get to host the stage for 4 days, which means I'm on the mic a lot. And my family comes with me, my wife and my boy. He's three. Last year he was two, and he had a ball there. I don't bring my family to all kinds of events,
absolutely,
but they come to this one.
Well, and the safety of it. And again, that's my biggest thing is the safety of it, that you can bring your family to this type of event. And I agree 100%. I mean, last year I met folks that were not particularly in any 12-step program. They were just there because it was a good place to bring the kids to have fun, and it was safe, and it was a safe environment.
Well, make no mistake, John, I'm bringing my family, but I'm the most unsafe part of this whole event.
Nice.
Yeah, it is. There's nothing safe about the comedy. There's
mm-hmm.
nothing safe about the delivery of stuff. It's a PG-rated show,
mm-hmm.
but for me, that only means potentially graphic, you know? You won't hear me use any obvious language or bright, shiny object, scary words, but it doesn't mean it's going to be safe. I've been doing this a long time in places where I get to say a lot without actually saying it, and it's probably the most scary part of the 4 days is that comedy show. But people seem to enjoy it, and last year it was phenomenal. The energy that was there that built up over the day, and at night, whoever the headliner was that night, Thursday there's a headliner, Friday there's a different headliner,
mm-hmm.
Saturday there's a different headliner. Sunday afternoon as a different headliner. It always builds up to a peak where the audience is just, you know, they're packed in there, but there's plenty of room. It's really a great venue. I think a couple of years from now, you're not going to be able to go there anymore. It's going to outgrow that.
Yeah, I think, and we were talking about this the other day. I really believe, and I see that coming. I really see it getting to the point where they're going to have to find a new venue.
Yeah, I'm thinking London.
Nice.
But, you know, the big soccer stadium there.
Nice. Royal Albert Hall.
I don't know about Royal Albert Hall. I actually like to camp that weekend, and I asked my wife last year, hey, do you want to get a hotel next year? Because we stay in a trailer, literally a trailer.
Mm-hmm.
It's not even a mobile home. It's an old-fashioned 1960s Formica tops, flip-down table in the kitchen, little cracker box trailer. We stayed there last year, and it was awesome. My boy loved it, and I asked my wife, who's a little bit of let's see, I'll use the word princess. She's a little spoiled. And I said, you want to change? She said, no, let's stay in the trailer because the boy loves it.
Mm. Well, actually, we're camping out. I'm sure you heard the beginning of the show.
Yeah. Condo is camping for some people. I was a homeless guy in the 80s, so camping isn't really anything but a trigger for me. So, I, you know, if it's indoors, I'm better. Under a bridge or something, I could probably still do it with a bedroll. But I don't want to try.
You know, it was funny that you brought that up because, you know, my thought process in this is that I spent 15 years under the 79th Street Causeway off and on, and the last year totally under it. And, you know, I was, you know, I just don't want to go there. I just don't like dirt. There's something, you know. My wife thinks I'm a nut now because I'm always washing my hands.
Oh, there's a bunch of guys I know really well, and one of them is he's a dear friend of mine, and he's actually in recovery himself.
Mm-hmm.
And he told me, he said, I don't camp. Tall steppers, they love to have camp outs. They love to have campfires. They love to have camping out. He goes, I was in the Army for 8 years. I'm not camping ever again. And I kind of get that, but I don't have an aversion to camping. But I'll tell you what, you say campground, KOA campground there at the Key, the Sugarloaf, but it's really upscale. I mean, if I could say that about a campground, it's upscale. They've got restaurants there. They've got a nice bar area where you can go get pizza and listen to indoor music while the outdoor music fest is actually going on. This is a really nice setup, man. And it's for kids, adults, people, you know, adults who act like kids.
Mm-hmm.
It's for a whole bunch of different people.
And
it's really a highlight of my year. I have three events that I can't wait to book the next year, and this is one of those three.
Well, here's the thing. You know, I've been getting, you know, I say that we're going to a condo. I've been getting beat up for the last probably 3 months, and I have like about a gathering of about 20 people that have already purchased tickets that, you know, are all going down, and they're all threatening me with, you know, like really mean stuff if I don't stay at least two nights there with them in the tent. So there's a good possibility. Because, you know, they're threatening me with bodily harm, I'll probably stay.
How about if you just chose better friends, John?
Well, actually, these are better friends than my last ones.
I heard you mention Dawn in the bumper, you know, about her vision. And it really is. I mean, considering the first year they did this, there was a tropical storm threatening them. And they didn't really get to pull off the entire event because of the weather. You know, some flights couldn't get in, and even cars, you know, weren't allowed to come and go as they please, and there was a threat of some kind of damage or storm damage. So the first year was kind of a trial run, and last year, the second year, it went off without a hitch. We just had a ball, and my wife and I, we fly into Miami and drive down because it's such a beautiful place.
You know, I love the fact that Dawn does put everything that she does into it, because I didn't actually find out about it until last year, and we ended up going down and being a part of it last year. The year before, I didn't know what was going on, or else I would have, you know, been a part of it or tried to be a part of it. Anyway, I got to tell you that last year it was just, like I said, you know, I had a blast, man. I had a blast. Mark, we're going to ask you to hang on for us because we're going to have to take a station break, and when we come back, we're going to talk more about the 12-Step Music Fest tonight. Go to 12stepmusicfest.com. Click on register. Register now, because I got to tell you, the way it's going right now, if you wait too long and you drag your feet on this, they're going to hit their capacity and you won't be able to get tickets. So you definitely want to make it a point, if you're going to go to the 12, it's called 12stepmusicfest.com, click on register, and make it a point to do that tonight. Mark, hold on for us. We'll be right back.
You got it, Jeff.
It's been a while, but my heart burns this high.
My name is Charles Becker. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident due to the negligence of another, care enough to hire Becker & Associates to protect your rights. We are an AV-rated law firm and have 45 years of combined experience. We are all former prosecutors and have all worked for the insurance companies, so we know what they're up to. They have their attorneys, and so should you. When involved in an accident, remember, you may be entitled to $10,000 in medical or lost wages under your PIP policy. In addition, you may receive payments for your pain, suffering, or for the suffering of a loved one. Contact us at 954-941-8363 or visit us on the web at southfloridaattorney.com.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about the firm's qualifications and experience.
If you have a passion for helping people, you may be a perfect candidate to become a certified addiction professional. And there's no better place than the Academy for Addiction Professionals in Fort Lauderdale. The Academy for Addiction Professionals is nationally certified to train you as a certified addiction counselor, certified addiction specialist, or certified behavioral health technician. You can even take online continuing education courses. You will have access to cutting-edge resources, important certification updates, trends in the behavioral health field, and you can network with other addiction professionals. Turn your passion into your profession. Contact the Academy for Addiction Professionals in Fort Lauderdale, 877-824-0001. That's 877-824-0001 or online at www.addictionacademy.com.
The First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach has been part of the 12-step community for 14 years, and they've helped thousands of people to recover from addiction and the issues surrounding addiction. First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach is a sober living community built on the 12-step approach. Male or female, you can learn to be responsible again. Their 3 to 6 month intensive sober living house features a compassionate and structured program, and they work with attorneys and the courts. Call the First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach today, 954-942-7414. That's 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com. Remember, if the elevator to your success is broken, you must take the steps. Take the first step today by calling First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach, 954-942-7414, or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com.
You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, brought to you by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, holisticlifestylesradio.com. That's holisticlifestylesradio.com. Now back to today's show.
All right, welcome back. First Rockers in Recovery. We are speaking with comedian Mark Lundholm. It's going to be at the 12-Step Music Fest, and it's 12stepmusicfest.com. And, of course, Mark is the person that you are going to hear for 4 days handling the mic and doing a live show, with his comedy act for about an hour or so on Saturday night. Is that correct, Mark?
That's correct. Yeah, that's what the schedule says. But there's plenty of funny in between the bands. And you know what else is I get to talk back and forth with the audience. I get to, other than the MC duties, which is make announcements and, talk about lost kids or the refreshments are over there, or the restrooms are over there, all that housekeeping stuff. Mm. There's a whole bunch of interaction as the bands kind of trade stages or move equipment or, you know, slide over for the next group. It's there's a lot of interaction there, a lot of give and take. So it's almost at some point where they'll get tired of hearing my voice. But I have so much material, hours and hours and hours of material, that I'll keep them happy even in the quote-unquote down times when the band is moving or turning, you know?
You know, you can check out Mark at funnyrecovery.com. I went to the website the other day. Actually, if you, of course, have seen the marquee on holisticlifestylesradio.com, and you've seen the picture of Mark, and you click on it to listen live to the show if you're not in the signal power of the AM signal, and you're listening that way, you're going to be able to see a whole, of course, a bio on Mark and what he's accomplished in his life. Amazing stuff. Been clean and sober since 1988, and, of course, you had your trials and tribulations before you got clean and sober, that's for sure, and to say the least, right? And
yeah, you know what? I all self-inflicted wounds, brother.
Absolutely.
I mean, you know, I'm as good at being a victim as anybody else, and I used to sign up for that, so I'd have an excuse to fail. But I will tell you that wouldn't it suck if you had somebody on, like say I come on tonight and I'm drunk, and you give my bio, clean and sober since 1988, and I got to tell you, not anymore, man. Yesterday.
Not anymore, and then you hear a lighter strike.
Thanks for having me on.
I hear not anymore, and then I hear a lighter strike.
Yeah, exactly. Lighter strike and a whole bunch of hookers, and, you know, that's living the glamorous way. I tell you, if I ever go out, it'll be all by myself, brother. But I tell you, it's nice to be where I'm at. I'm actually sitting in my garage. I got a little studio in my garage in California. My wife and my boy are waiting for me to finish so we can go get yogurt at the frozen yogurt place. It's a Sunday night. I got an 8 a.m. flight tomorrow, Colorado, to talk to a bunch of sheriffs. The sheriff, National Sheriff's Conference is there all week, so I got a speech to give tomorrow to them. A couple of jail visits, and then I come home Wednesday night.
And the good news is you get to leave.
Dude, it's a rotating, revolving door in the front of every jail I go into now.
Nice.
I get cleared, I go in, they laugh, they clap, and I leave.
And you can say, listen, push the button. You can actually push the button on the door now.
You know, I tend not to do that because I don't want to be cocky. but in the incarcerated system that they have, you know, they're never wrong. They never apologize. They're never wrong. They don't really have a sense of humor. But as I leave, some of them have actually become more human, you know, even some of the COs. If you're a normal person listening, that's correctional officer. It's also the, abbreviation for State of Colorado. But if you have a path like mine, there's no reason on earth that I should be able to come and go as I please in those places.
Absolutely.
So I'm very lucky, and my family's healthy, and I travel so much. In fact, I heard you guys mentioned in October 2nd up in Boston, there's an event.
That's correct.
I'm actually in Boston on the 1st and 2nd of October. I'm speaking to a sexual addiction counselors conference Saturday morning. I do a keynote. And then Saturday night I'm there hanging out. So maybe October 2nd there's a music thing I can hit up there.
Absolutely. It's the 3rd Annual Supergroup 2010 Rock and Roll Concert.
Okay. And did you say Rick Derringer was going to be there?
Yeah, actually, it's going to be legendary guitarist Leslie West of Mountain and Rick Derringer. They got Richie Supa's going to be there. We have, of course, Ricky Bird is he's the gentleman that put all of this together this year. And, of course, along with Woody Geetsman, who is the founder of Right Turn Addiction Services, that this is all founding. That's Chad. It's Chad Smith from the Red Hot Chili Peppers, the drummer. I mean, it goes on and on and on and on and on.
Yeah, you know what? I want Don to get her money's worth here for the 12-Step Music Fest. And if you go to 12stepmusicfest.com, it's 1-2 Step Music Fest.
Absolutely.
It's 12, the number 12.
Absolutely.
Stepmusicfest.com. I'm CDO, which is obsessive compulsive disorder, but with the letters in the correct alphabetical sequence. So
one of the things that you can check out every night of the week for the last 2 months is that every one of our shows, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturdays and Sundays, have all been dedicated to the 12-Step Music Fest, and we're going to continue to do that right up until, of course, the day we go live down there for 4 days, because we'll be live all 4 days.
True story, too. This is Brush with Greatness or Crossing the Path. I've met a lot of people in the business,
mm-hmm.
and some of them were sober, some of them were clean,
mm-hmm.
some of them were neither.
Okay.
And in probably 1991, 92, I was at a place called the Eight Ball Inn. I'm not making that up. It was in Idaho Falls, Idaho. The Eight Ball Inn. And Rick Derringer was the band coming on after the comedy show. I walked into the manager's office backstage. There was a whole bunch of cocaine all over the desk. And I walked in there, and Rick's sitting behind the desk. And I thought to myself, oh, my God, still, how old are you, 60? Still? And he looked up at me and he said, you don't belong in here. And I said, no, sir, I don't. And I walked out, and he proceeded to do a really, really good show. And I thought, that dude is made of iron or platinum or something to be able to still do that at you know, an older age.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm glad that there's some clean there now that cleaned it up.
Well, you know,
true story, man. I walked out there and it scared the heck out of me.
I gotta tell you, one of the things that I have found through this whole thing is that everybody that is supporting all of the different venues that I'm involved with, may it be the 12-Step Music Fest, you know, the, of course, Supergroup, whatever events I'm going to, the people that are supporting it are just true blue people to the heart. They don't have to do this stuff, and they, you know, they're doing it out of the goodness of their heart, and that's great stuff, man. It's just amazing.
Yeah, and I'm always, always glad to hear that somebody who is an icon,
mm-hmm.
or an idol, like,
mm-hmm.
You know, when I was in high school, that dude, he was an idol of mine.
Mm-hmm.
It was just, you know, it was just amazing, the draw they had. I saw him at the Bill Graham in California. Bill Graham Presents. Bill Graham, who was responsible for a lot of rock shows. He was the first guy to do Day on the Green.
Mm-hmm.
There were these concerts in the 70s where he started doing stadium shows. That started in Northern California. And Rick Derringer was one of the first ones I ever went to. It was awesome. So maybe the second I get to come up in Boston and see that. But if you're listening to tonight, and the first weekend in November is even open a little bit, and you're somewhere available to come to South Florida, it is there's nothing like the 12-Step Music Fest. There's so much going on that we could do 2 hours on the radio, John and I, and we couldn't tell you everything that happens every day.
I mean, just, you know, look at it. You got yourself there. You have Artie Kornfeld, the father of Woodstock 69. You have, of course, Three Dog Late and Night. Chuck Nigron's going to be there. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. I mean, it's amazing artists are going to be there. And I've interviewed a lot of them over the last couple of months, and I'm going to be tonight. I mean, we got Natural Habit coming on after you. We also have Rhetoric, a band that we're going to be doing. But we also have Blackfinger and Patty B's coming on. I mean, there's a lot of different musicians and artists that are going to be there that are just great, great people.
You know what,
and great
I witnessed
music.
Last year when I was here, I witnessed the bands with no names,
mm-hmm.
meaning you didn't know who they were,
mm-hmm.
before they started playing. And after their half hour, 45-minute set, you had to buy their CD. Blackfinger was one of those. Those dudes are badass.
Yeah.
Blackfinger's great. Natural Habitat is great. They are fantastic. Those are two of the bands I know by name now,
mm-hmm.
after last year's event, because I have their CDs and I bought them. I mean, a lot of artists will trade stuff back and forth, but my wife and I purchased three different CDs, Natural Habitat, Blackfinger, and Mike Zito. And those are artists that you probably don't know their names right away, but you will love their music.
You know, Mike was just on. I had Mike on about 2 months ago. And
yeah, he's a great guy, man. He's amazing.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable,
you know,
talent.
Look at coming of Stevie Ray Vaughan.
Unbelievable talent.
Yeah, yeah. But all those other bands you mentioned, they're worth looking at. They're worth watching. And it's not like you're going to hang around in the afternoon and just, you know, mosey on over to the beach and miss a bunch of music, because they've got great bands starting at 10 in the morning.
And they got two different stages, too.
Yeah, and the bands that go on all day, it's not like you have to wait for the headliner to get what you need.
Nope. It's good stuff. Listen, you know something, Mark? I really, really am glad that you were able to spend, you know, the first portion of our second hour tonight with us. And, of course, we got to go to our next band that's going to be on live. They're going to be broadcasting live right from our studios tonight.
Well, who's the next band?
Rhetoric.
Tell them hello. I can't wait to see them. And I'm really glad you had me on. Thank you. I would do this 100 times in a row for Dawn. She's got the right name, Dawn Wilder Than Most. is probably the correct moniker there.
You bet. 12-Step Music Fest, NC. And, of course, we're looking forward to seeing Mark Lindholm. And, Mark, we're going to get you back on one more time, probably before we go live.
Anytime, John. If I'm sober, I'll be back.
You bet. Thank you, sir.
All right.
I'm sitting here chilling inside. Now it's killing me. Getting bad and it don't matter how I try. And now I see.
Have a passion for helping people, you may be a perfect candidate to become a certified addiction professional, and there's no better place than the Academy for Addiction Professionals in Fort Lauderdale. The Academy for Addiction Professionals is nationally certified to train you as a certified addiction counselor, certified addiction specialist, or certified behavioral health technician. You can even take online continuing education courses. You will have access to cutting-edge resources, important certification updates, trends in the behavioral health field, and you can network with other addiction professionals. Turn your passion into your profession. Contact the Academy for Addiction Professionals in Fort Lauderdale, 877-824-0001. That's 877-824-0001 or online at www.addictionacademy.com.
My name is Charles Becker. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident due to the negligence of another, care enough to hire Becker & Associates to protect your rights. We are an AV-rated law firm and have 45 years of combined experience. We are all former prosecutors and have all worked for the insurance companies, so we know what they're up to. They have their attorneys, and so should you. When involved in an accident, remember, you may be entitled to $10,000 in medical or lost wages under your PIP policy. In addition, you may receive payments for your pain, suffering, or for the suffering of a loved one. Contact us at 954-941-8363 or visit us on the web at southfloridaattorney.com.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about the firm's qualifications and experience.
The First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach has been part of the 12-step community for 14 years, and they've helped thousands of people to recover from addiction and the issues surrounding addiction. First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach is a sober living community built on the 12-step approach. Male or female, you can learn to be responsible again. Their 3 to 6 month intensive sober living house features a compassionate and structured program, and they work with attorneys and the courts. Call the First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach today, 954-942-7414. That's 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com. Remember,
If the elevator to your success is broken, you must take the step. Take the first step today by calling First Step Silver House of Pompano Beach, 954-942-7414, or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com.
All right. Beautiful show. Mark was great. Of course, we have a great night going on here. We are live at 1470 AM right here in South Florida. If you missed the show tonight or you have somebody you want to listen to tomorrow, you tell them to listen on 1470 AM. We'll also be streaming on all of the social media sites, Facebook, MySpace. Of course, we will look forward to having this posted up on blogtalkradio.com and all the rest of the social media sites like In the Rooms that play our show every day, 15 hours a week. We look forward to being a part of all of the social media sites that we work with, and we look forward to carrying their message like they carry ours. I also want to take this time to thank our sponsors, the sponsors of our show, and, of course, we have the First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach. We also have, of course, the Destination Hope Men's Program, and we also have, of course, who's the third one that we have there?
Oh, we got Beckert and Associates.
Beckert and Associates. How did I forget Beckert?
I don't know. They helped you out so many times in getting out of trouble.
That's my attorney. How did I forget him? Can't forget him. You know something? I got to tell you, it was the first time I ever got a check from an attorney and didn't have to give him one.
You had to get a check. Yeah, I guess that would be an interesting experience.
It was very interesting. And it's not just one, but two now. Two. Him and Mr. Glock.
That's right. You got not one but two lawyers working for you, aren't you? Just imagine.
Amazing stuff that they actually wrote me a check. Robert, now we're just getting into that later on. It's just that's a story I need to tell you. You know, I can't tell that to all the listeners, but I got to tell you, rhetoric is in. And if you guys heard the show from, of course, Boston Johnny's a couple of Saturdays ago that we did, and then of course put it all together and made magic with it here on Sunday night at 9 o'clock 2 weeks ago. It was an amazing show. And, of course, we had, of course, Rocket in. We had, of course, Johnny B in. And, of course, we didn't get a chance to get to Dredd. But Dredd's going to be on with us tonight, and we're going to talk to all of them. But before we get started, what we're going to do is we're going to go live right now with a little rhetoric. So here we go, rhetoric.
That's what's up. Checking out on a jet plane, running away from myself. No idea I'd be going where I'd be. No idea you'd be so close. Drop the ball, it's too much hype. One love, one type. Do it again once, maybe twice. One kiss, one fight. Hope I make it through the night. One world, one life. Do it again till I get it right. I get it right. Get it right. Pick up the phone, I know what's there. So long I've been so scared. If I found you, would I?
Gentlemen, of course, that's Rhetoric. And, of course, we have Rocket on vocals and guitar. We have Dread on bass guitar. They're in here live tonight. And, of course, JP tried to get his drums into the, elevator, but we couldn't fit them. But, again, great, great, great music, Rhetoric. And, again, I had the opportunity to see him a couple of weeks ago, and just great live. And I want to thank you guys for all being in here tonight.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. So let me first of all start out with Dread. And move the microphone over for you a little bit. And what we're going to ask you to do, of course, is this mic's hot, right? All right, cool. What we're going to do is we're going to ask you a couple of different questions. Because, first of all, we had spoken with Johnny. And, of course, we know Johnny's been around a long time. We know Rocket, has had his issues and his ups and downs. And I understand that you're a supporter of recovery, and that you like being in the van and you like hanging out. And is it totally different today for you to see like the recovery aspect of this?
Yes, most definitely, because they also helped me out, because I also been through my ups and downs, and I've been clean for the past 10 months. And they've
good
been
stuff.
Supporting me a lot, giving me a lot of help and instructions. Rocket also is kind of a mentor to me, So we growing a lot in this band, and I feel that I'm progressing so much, not only my musical side, but also on my personal life, because I'm married, I got two kids, I got a dog too, and blah, blah, blah. And
the dog needs a shelter, brother.
Oh, she definitely needs, So it's been a good run right now, I feel so much better, and I can see things so much clearer and, a totally different perspective, being like since 12 years old, so I've been like half of, actually 22 years of my life into, drinking and different other stuff, and now I can see so much in different perspective, that is so much better, I bet my wife is loving it too.
So. Yeah, absolutely. And I'm sure the whole aspect of music, when you start to look at the music, because the music, of course, when you're using, you're actively using, you're saying to yourself, man, I sound great. And, of course, how can you sound great with 2 liters of tequila and, six, eight balls of cocaine in you, and you're slobbering all over yourself, and the next day you're saying you sounded great? Yeah, of course, nobody's inviting you back.
I didn't understand that.
It's an amazing thing. So I mean, at this point of the game, Dread, I'm really glad that you're a part of what these guys are doing. I'm really happy to, of course, have Rocket with us. I'm going to go to, of course, JP right now. We're going to talk to JP in regards to, of course, his drum kit that we couldn't fit into, of course, the into the elevator. It was just too large to fit. But most importantly, JP, you're a guy that really stabilizes the recovery aspect.
I guess you could say that. You know, it's been a huge part of my my life. Mm. You know, there's a history of using in my family, so you know, I had to break the cycle. And you know, I got a little over 5 years now, and you know, when I was 17, 18 years old and my addiction really took off, I stopped playing. You know, the drums went in the closet and I lost my passion. I mean, I listened, you know, and I tapped my fingers, but I didn't pick up the sticks and sit behind a drum set for a long time. Not really much at all until I met Rocket, you know, 10 years later, whatever it is. And it's been an amazing journey to pick up my drumsticks again.
And also have that aspect of being able to show up where you're supposed to show up on time. And you've got some great events coming up, man. I mean, you got some huge events coming up. You got one coming up right now in South Florida, right? Is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got something coming up, South Beach, Vinyl and Kai, September 25th. Going to be a cool, cool show, something to really, really look forward to. And, you know, for all you late-night creepers out there, I think we're going on something like 2 o'clock. Or,
nice.
But, hey, somebody's got to do it.
And you know, Rocket told me about some kind of a spooky fest or some kind of a half moon something going on or some kind of a Halloween thing happening.
October.
Right?
The Meadowlands. October 23rd. Not in the Meadowlands. That was the Homestead. Yeah.
We're
going to be at the Meadowlands soon enough. But it's in Homestead. Kind of like the Homestead's version of Woodstock. It starts at 5 p.m. on a Saturday. Ends at 3 a.m. on Sunday, 19 bands. You're going to be there, right, John?
I'm going to be there. I'm coming. I showed up to do the live broadcast with this, like, little MP3 player, right? And we did a bunch of cuts off of it, and you guys were like, yeah, what's he going to do with that MP3? And then you guys heard the show, right?
Sounded great.
It was amazing. So I'm going to show up with my little MP3 player.
We'll know better this time.
Recording.
Can you bring Clapton?
Yeah, I'll bring a CD.
You recorded him on that.
Actually, I got him right here right now. Let me tell you about him. It's on the 19th. He's getting ready to release a studio album.
Nice.
Did you know that? Actually, 19th in Europe, 28th. But we won't get into that. We're talking about Rhetoric right
now. That's okay. That's all right. Clapton's the man.
He is the man, isn't he?
Yeah.
When's the next Rhetoric album coming out?
Rhetoric is, hey, listen, let me tell you something. Rhetoric is about... they're just a step away from 6 songs being produced. I found out that tonight. Now I'm gonna, you know, see what cosmic energy we can create to make that happen.
I said we sent out a very good song just now. So if it doesn't get, you know, Rhetoric something, then we're doing something wrong.
Absolutely. Well, the last ones that we did, the two live that we did, were huge, man. They were huge. They sounded great. And how are they doing?
The what?
The two live songs that we did that you guys...
Oh, it was awesome.
Yeah,
I'm getting a lot of great feedback.
Nice.
Chicks really dig it.
Chicks dig it.
A little big time.
They love the slide. They love the slide.
Oh, boy.
We don't want to go there.
We went there last week. We don't want to go there this week. I heard all about it.
Yeah.
So we're going to...
You mean you heard all about it? You were here talking about it.
Yeah, well, actually, you know, I was in the middle of it. I was in the heat of it.
You were in the heat of it. That's what happens when I go away for a week and you let somebody else run your boards.
Absolutely.
Hey, it's
then I write her innocent out.
It's the innocence of the youth when you run up a slide. Where you guys take that in your minds, it's on you.
Well, you know, hey, listen. You know, I'm a sick person. Working on getting better. One day at a time. Over 3.5 years. They keep telling me one day it might happen.
Some are sicker than others.
Absolutely. Did you hear the pop yet?
Not yet. And everybody, we won't tell you what that pop is, but you know what it is if you're listening and you have long-term recovery. But that pop, I'm sure when it happens for Mr. Hollis, it'll be heard around the world. We're going to go to our next break, and when we come back, we're going to finish up with Rhetoric. We're going to get some more information from them. We're going to find out about their website. We want you to check them out. We want you to listen to their music. And most importantly, we want you to get interactive with them right on the website at Facebook. We'll be back right after this message.
It's been a while, but my heart burns
The First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach has been part of the 12-step community for 14 years, and they've helped thousands of people to recover from addiction and the issues surrounding addiction. First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach is a sober living community built on the 12-step approach. Male or female, you can learn to be responsible again. Their 3 to 6 month intensive sober living house features a compassionate and structured program, and they work with attorneys and the courts. Call the First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach today, 954-942-7414. That's 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com. Remember, if the elevator to your success is broken, you must take the step. Take the first step today by calling First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach, 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com.
My name is Charles Becker. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident due to the negligence of another, care enough to hire Becker & Associates to protect your rights. We are an AV-rated law firm and have 45 years of combined experience. We are all former prosecutors and have all worked for the insurance companies, so we know what they're up to. They have their attorneys, and so should you. When involved in an accident, remember, you may be entitled to $10,000 in medical or lost wages under your PIP policy. In addition, you may receive payments for your pain, suffering, or for the suffering of a loved one. Contact us at 954-941-8363 or visit us on the web at southfloridaattorney.com.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about the firm's qualifications and experience.
If you have a passion for helping people, you may be a perfect candidate to become a certified addiction professional. And there's no better place than the Academy for Addiction Professionals in Fort Lauderdale. The Academy for Addiction Professionals is nationally certified to train you as a certified addiction counselor, certified addiction specialist, or certified behavioral health technician. You can even take online continuing education courses. You will have access to cutting-edge resources, important certification updates, trends in the behavioral health field, and you can network with other addiction professionals. Turn your passion into your profession. Contact the Academy for Addiction Professionals in Fort Lauderdale, 877-824-0001. That's 877-824-0001 or online at www.addictionacademy.com.
Welcome back. John Hollis, Rockers in Recovery. Sunday night, three-hour show. We've been hanging it and kicking it, and we've been having a great time tonight. And, of course, we just heard from Rhetoric live in the studio. We couldn't get JP's drum kit into the studio, but we did get Dred's bass and, of course, Rocket's guitar and his vocals. Great, great stuff. Rocket, where are you guys heading next?
Next, we are at Vinyl and Kai, which is on South Beach. Mm-hmm. That's September 25th. Mm-hmm. And we will be in Homestead October 23rd, which happens to be JP, the drummer's birthday.
Yeah, yeah.
Come on, nice. So much love.
And that's October 1?
That's October 23rd.
23rd. And you're 23 that day, right?
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
That's
yeah.
going to be a big show, 19 bands, a lot of fun. But
it was great.
Thanks.
Yeah.
You know, music is amazing, and doing it in recovery is just what it's so much more fun, so much more fun. I can hear my mistakes.
So can I.
Whoa. You know there's love in a band, right? Would you, I'm going to ask one question, and then we're going to have to close it up.
Okay.
But the one question I have right now for all of you is a band like a family?
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Big time. Definitely.
Comes with the fights.
Yeah.
You know?
Communication.
You gotta learn how to communicate, and you're gonna learn how to deal with everybody's personality.
Personalities, baby.
You know, everybody gets caught in the glamour of a band, and it's grueling. It's tough. There's a lot of work that goes into it, and there's a lot of people outside. We have so much support from people in recovery, just positive people in general. Like I'm reconnecting with friends after 25 years because of the band.
Wow.
You know, a little shout out to Kelly who's listening. And,
Kelly
Duffy, man, with the junior high with her.
Kelly
She's
Duffy.
Listening right now.
Ooh, baby.
Kelly lost all his hair, just to let you know.
I didn't need it.
And he grew a guitar on it. I don't know what happened.
Grass doesn't grow on a busy street.
Folks, I got to tell you, if you've listened to tonight's show so far, it's only getting better. Because rhetoric was off the chain, and of course, coming up next, we got Natural Habit, and then of course we got Blackfinger, and then we got, of course, our special guest tonight, Patty B. And we're going to have a great, great, great rest of the night. Most importantly, I want you to stay tuned and listen to more rhetoric, because I got to tell you something. We got a lot of live events coming up in 2011. And we're working out the gory details to have rhetoric as the house band at all of those live events. So we're looking forward to having them around with us a lot. So I want you to check out holisticlifestylesradio.com. You can find out more information on rhetoric. You can go to our website, which is rhetoricgroove.com. And, of course, you can see great pictures of Dread. You can see a great picture of course, JP, and then you can see a picture of Rocket. And we look.
My Dread.
Oh, I'm sorry. You can see a great picture of Rocket, and we look forward to, of course, having you guys back and having you at our live events. We're looking forward to it.
Anytime.
We're having a blast. We'll be back right after this message with Natural Habit.
I know that
typically going to the first guest in home, and are not necessarily going to be sufficient with staff management or company. The First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach has been part of the 12-step community for 14 years, and they've helped thousands of people to recover from addiction and the issues surrounding addiction. First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach is a sober living community built on the 12-step approach. Male or female, you can learn to be responsible again. Their 3 to 6 month intensive sober living house features a compassionate and structured program, and they work with attorneys and the courts. Call the First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach today, 954-942-7414. That's 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com. Remember, if the elevator to your success is broken, you must take the step. Take the first step today by calling First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach, 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com. WWNA, Pompano Beach. AM 1470 with even more of what you're looking for. The Health and Wealth Network is now online. Check the program schedule and listen live. Go to WWNNradio.com. That's WWNNradio.com.